Some good news from the Gateway Pundit. White male hospital executive wins $10 million payout in discrimination case after he was replaced by two women, one black, one white, for a diversity program. So it's great that like a white guy actually won a discrimination lawsuit because he was fired for being a white man, which is like great. I'm glad courts are finally realizing race doesn't just mean there's no like unless you're white. But the courts have said that in the past. The courts have said that there is a what's the word they used? There's like some type of need to discriminate against white people. So it's okay to discriminate against white people because the needs of diversity outweigh, you know, equality before the law. I've actually heard judges make that argument. So the fact that here was a judge who actually sided with the guy who was being wrongfully terminated for being a white male, pretty unusual. It'll probably get appealed and overturned, but hey, you know, you take what you can get. It's worth pointing out, though, that the black guy who worked at Tesla, who carved swastikas into the wall, he got over $100 million. So this guy only got a measly $10 million for being wrongfully terminated, whereas the black guy committing hate crimes on himself got 10 times that. So, you know, but hey, $10 million is better than not $10 million. I'll take $1 million. Give me $1 million. I'll be happy. I don't even need the 10. But yeah, just there you go. Score one for Team Pale. Team Whitey.
Yeah, but just to be clear, so the audience don't expect to be able to replicate this this victory in your own life.
Well, and also I think the reason why they lost is because they admitted that they were firing him because he was white. So most employers are a little wise to that. They don't tell you why they're firing you. They find some other reason to fire you.
So I don't think that it says that they admitted that. But they weren't able to prove any other reason they would have dismissed him other than his race. And combined with the fact that they were like, there's some kind of like diversity and inclusion thing going on at the time, right? I guess.
Well, I know, so if you've ever worked in an office, when they have a diversity hire that is a piece of shit, sometimes they hire these women and they just don't work and they have to get rid of them. They know they're going to get accused of firing them for being a woman. They know that. So before they fire one of these diversity hires, they get all their ducks in a row. They make sure they document everything they did wrong because they know they're going to cry to Gloria Allred and try to sue the company for sexism. They know that. So basically with this guy, he wasn't doing anything wrong. And so but that's why companies do that nowadays, though.
Well, long story short is that it wasn't that this guy won. It's not that this guy had such a good case. It's that the company forgot to build their case before they fired him.
Right. Again, so when a company, like, okay, just to remind people, so a lot of people complain about job applications that are requiring like 5 years of experience in something when it's an entry-level position. The purpose of that is so they don't have to hire people they don't like, and they can cite that they did meet the qualifications even though they were irrationally tight qualifications. And they will, if they like you, they'll waive them. Like, they'll say, yeah, you don't need 5 years experience, you're fine. But if they don't like you, you don't meet the 5 years experience minimum, we can't let you in. And it's all to avoid lawsuits, because there's so many, you know, discrimination, sexism, racism, all this bullshit, that as a company, you have to really walk around on eggshells. You have to basically put a bunch of shit in the job description that doesn't even apply, just so you can filter out mostly black people and women, let's be honest, without getting sued. So when you don't hire Tyrone or Shaniqua or Shanae or all those made-up names, and they sue you for being racist, you'd be like, well, Shanae did not have the requisite 5 years of experience. That's clearly on the job description, and that's why we did not hire her. Plus, she can't read. But mostly because she didn't read the qualifications. Like, oh, well, there you go. And that's how that works. So maybe this happened years and years ago before companies started doing that, but companies these days are extremely careful because they know, especially after Me Too, everyone is a potential lawsuit. So it's now even white men are starting to sue. So now there's no one. They can't fire anyone these days. Everyone will sue. Well, you know, it's just you're painted into a corner. But there we go. Guy won $10 million. It'll probably get overturned. But, you know, whatever. You take what you can get. You look for the small victories. So good for you.